WrestleTalkRadio.com.
This is Rob Van Dam. You are listening to WrestleTalk Radio, boo.
Wild Talk Radio Network presents to you the evolution of online sports entertainment, WrestleTalk Radio.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
Hey, this is Charlie Haas, one half of the world's greatest tag team.
I'm Al Silk.
I'm in five halls of fame. I wear a kilt. I play the bagpipes. Who am I? I'm Roddy Piper, for heaven's sake.
Breaking down everything in the world of professional wrestling in the WWE.
I could increase my work rate. I could add to the five moves of doom. Or maybe let my heel persona shine through.
TNA.
What are you looking at, lady? Never seen a pair of boots before? Mind your business.
I think that's a man.
Oh, she needs a wax or something.
You're right.
Ew.
And the indie scene.
Hey, everybody, this is X-Fox.
This is Hotshot Johnny Devine.
This is the masterpiece, Chris Masters. Hi, everybody, this is good old JR Jim Ross.
With your host, Tim Stein.
I have tried to treat you all as adults, but obviously I am the only adult here.
Omega.
You'll do my bidding or taste my wrath.
Mace.
You can't get away from me, Vince. I'm coming for you. Pull that bus over. I'll drag you out of there and beat the piss out of you, you millionaire bastard.
And the producer, Sir Rockin.
Who in the blue hell are you?
Live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Yeah, baby.
Hi. Sorry to call so late. I was missing you and I just wanted to talk. Maybe we can talk tomorrow.
Make up your mind. Don't you want me like I wanna feel that touch that haunts me every night. It felt so right.
It's Sunday night. The DJ's drunk, which means it's time for WTR Sunday Night Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. We don't know anymore either. This is Omega, the be-all, end-all of the WTR Network. I'm fresh off of Iron Man 3, so I'm all kind of, you know, happy and lucky. And if my internet holds out, you might hear how happy. With me tonight is Mace.
Fuck you, I'm a bear.
We got to schedule another game.
Oh, fuck yes.
We're playing evil card games again, people.
And we are some sick, sick fucking puppies.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
So segue that one.
God. There is no segue from that game. There just isn't. That's Tim Stein over there.
Yeah, fuck you, I'm Spider-Man. Thunder cunt.
I'm so upset I didn't get that card.
I'm so upset that that goddamn question came up two plays after I played the goddamn card.
No, it's pulling your thunder cunt too early.
Well, you know, it's always coming and going. What can I say?
All I know is we're all going to hell.
You know what? If I believed in hell, I'd be agreeing with you, but I'm not worried about it.
Tim, no, it doesn't matter whether you believe in hell. You're going there.
They're going to create it just for us.
Actually, not really, Tim. You actually missed the worst of it when it got down to just Omega Rock and myself.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Oh, fucking hell.
For some reason...
I would have stuck around if I could have.
Figure this one out for us. When Lindsay's there, we weren't as sick and depraved.
Yeah, how'd that happen?
I don't know.
No, because the sickness and the depravity all emanates from evil Lindsay in Utah.
I know!
I mean, come on, you guys.
For some reason, we got so much worse when it was just the three of us.
Well, was it like some kind of like a delayed effect or something like that?
I don't know. It might have been the universe, like, I don't know, trying to balance out her not being around.
Kind of like when you fart very silently in a restaurant and you look over your shoulder to see who it hits first. 10 seconds later, the guys having the business meeting all freak out. You know, the delayed effect.
I don't know about that.
Okay, just watch the movie Ted. You'll get it.
I've been meaning to watch it.
It's funny. I laughed. Or as we say in text land, I LOL'd.
Trying to talk cool like the kids?
No, I just said it, because that's what we say when we text, is I LOL'd. Just absolutely flipped my boat backwards when actually Jason Klevitt on this very program, this very show, when he was filling in for one of the original hosts, actually said that out loud. It was funny. I LOL'd. I stopped. I'm like, did you just say that? Like, for real? What the hell? Anyway, good evening, everybody. Welcome to another edition of Rest Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Call your friends. Let them know we're back at it yet once again. And holy cow, what a day today. Of course, yours is just like basically getting started, Mace, down in Australia. Is it still warm down there?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Okay. And Omega, of course, your day is 2 hours more gone than mine because you're in Florida. How was your day today?
I went to see Iron Man 3. My day worked out pretty well.
I want to hear about that. Yeah, my day was absolutely awesome. The first day of the year where it was actually, you know, like spring-like conditions, which is really strange because usually we get this burst of hot weather in the middle of April. It didn't happen this year. We got a burst of snow in the middle of April. And so basically
the damn global warming causing snow.
Yeah, there you go. Basically, the stereotype held true this time around this year. But today, it was like, you know, for you Americans, it was like 85 degrees out here. And it was no cloud in the sky. And, of course, we're almost as high up in Calgary as Denver, Colorado, Mile High City. And when you're this high up in the atmosphere, the air is as thin as it is, you feel the heat from the sun just that much more. It felt like 110, and I had 4 guys wrestling today in that sun. That was fun. Well, maybe not for them, but
you're a true promoter now, Tim. You're torturing your staff and making them die in the hot, hot sun.
Oh, I was
definitely a true promoter now.
Oh, I was torturing them a long time ago. I would sing in the locker room.
Oh God.
Good Lord.
Yeah. I'm surprised that they survived.
Yeah, I would sing and tell jokes. I mean, you know, I was torturing
at the same time.
Left.
I was singing the jokes, Omega. Yeah. Why did the chicken cross the road? You know, it was. And they're like,
torture them, not us.
And they're like, oh fuck, we got to put up with this because we want to get paid tonight. So, yeah. But no, it was great. It was a Cinco de Mayo party here in Calgary at a little park called Tuxedo Park. And it turned out that Canadian All-Pro Wrestling was the star attraction. We opened up the event, and we were supposed to be like, you know, open the show, and then everybody gets into all of the Mexican festivities and the mariachi band and all this other stuff going on. But this is almost a horrible thing. Well, not for us. It's not a horrible thing for Canadian All-Pro Wrestling, but for the poor guy who put on the event. After the matches were done, half the crowd left.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. We're all like, yeah, come and check out. It was a good match, man. That was awesome. Thank you very much. Where do you guys live? Well, we're going to wrestle May 18th. I'm going to be there. See you later. No, we don't want an example of Tim singing. Thanks for the offer, though, Mr. Producer. So, but anyway, yeah, it was a great time, and fun was had by all. Enough shilling until later on, guys. Why don't we talk about the Shield?
Again?
Shield wasn't in the movie. No Sam Jackson or anything.
No, I didn't mean that. That Shield.
Oh.
What, do you want to tell us about Iron Man 3 before we get into wrestling talk, Omega?
Okay, spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
It has armor.
Okay, everybody, turn your radios down and, like, turn the volume off and put it on mute while he spoils the movie. And we'll and then we'll tell you when to unmute. Go ahead.
No. Okay, I'm sure that'll work out great.
Yeah, nobody's listening. What happened?
20 minutes later. They haven't told me to unmute yet.
Hey, what's going on? I'm sure someplace in Edmonton or Alabama, somebody's like sitting beside their computer thinking, can't wait till it tells me to turn the volume back up. You see how I chose Edmonton and Alabama, right? Yeah. So was it a good movie?
Oh, it was a good movie.
Did it leave you with all nice warm tingle and everything?
Yeah, it's a summer blockbuster. It's a fun ride.
All right. Okay.
Don't go into it expecting like the Avengers all over again, because of course, there's only one guy now.
Well, I would go into Iron Man 3 expecting, I don't know, Iron Man.
Well, Iron Man is in it. I will confirm that.
I wouldn't mind if Tony Stark was in it too.
That I cannot confirm.
Yeah. Pepper Potts, Gwyneth Paltrow, oh my god, yes. Can I say that? Fuck it, I just did. There you go. Okay, so did they have the standard, I guess it's standard now, Marvel post-movie tease, post-credits tease?
Mm-hmm. Of course and they did. And I'm still amazed when half the crowd walks out of a Marvel movie during the credits. Like, you idiots.
Yeah, what are you guys doing? So what did the tease set up?
There wasn't any set up, there was more or less just holding the universe together.
Oh, okay.
Actually, it was more of a payoff for the framing device. You just didn't know it until then.
Well, I wouldn't say it's a payoff for the framing device, but it let's say it's the first time I've seen the teaser actually play into the and actually create a framing device. The actual substance of it was just as kind of a reminder of this still happened and this is still what's going on type thing.
Okay. Okay. I have to admit, and you guys are probably going to wonder what's wrong with me, but my favorite teaser of all of the Marvel movies so far was the end of Avengers. We're all sitting down eating falafel. No talking, nothing. All they're doing is eating falafel.
Shawarma.
Or shawarma, sorry. I thought it was, yeah, that's right, shawarma. I thought it was falafel.
You know what that movie did for shawarma sales?
It had to have jacked them right through the roof. Have you ever had shawarma?
I never heard of it before that movie.
Okay, I've heard of it. I've never had it. I have to admit, I'm curious.
I had to wait until the Blu-ray came out to see that scene.
Oh, did they cut it off early?
That scene was put in after the initial release.
Okay, and of course, being in Australia, being the lucky ducks that you are who get the initial releases, you miss the teases.
Yeah. we missed the shawarma scene.
Okay.
However, we did get the oh my god, comic nerd freak out moment.
Okay. Well, that's all that matters. At least you got the comic nerd freak out moment. Because that's the other big thing in these movies, so. But, just without telling me anything about it, is Owen gonna like the movie when I take him to see it?
Oh, yeah.
Does he like things going kaboom?
He likes things going kaboom.
Then he'll like this.
He likes people beating each other up.
Then he'll like it.
Okay, because he's like really into stuff like that, and he basically
give him a lot of, just give him a lot of caffeine during the end of the second act.
Oh, is it a little quieter for the kids?
It drags.
Okay, so you wouldn't give this 5 stars; you'd give it 3.5.
I'd give it 4, actually.
Okay, well, 4 is still good. 4 is still good.
That's only if I can keep my rage down for one particular thing.
Okay.
Which I shall discuss with Omega after the show, because it's a very big, very big spoiler, and I think he knows exactly who I am talking about and what occurred.
I'm going to be picking your guys' brains after the fact for my own devious means and reasons. But, yeah, let's not give anything away about the movie other than Omega liked it, so that has, his seal of approval. In case you guys were really wondering or even cared, I don't know. Maybe we could do a movie review show on Wild Talk. Or not.
Yeah, let's go with not.
Yeah. So, our producer, who also happens to put this Sunday night show together, wants us to talk about The Shield continuing to look strong, and he's posed this question to all of us. Should WWE put the tag title belts on 2 of them? Or, like, the entire group or whatever. Be careful how you answer this.
This is iffy.
Okay.
Because I don't see the Shield as the type that would get kind of competitive with each other if two out of the three held the belts.
Uh-huh.
I could see the Freebird rule coming into effect.
Yeah.
The trick to that is once you put the tag belts on the Shield, yes, it gives them a little bit of... It gives them even more credit, let's put it that way.
Oh, okay.
But it also puts a timer on them.
Uh-huh.
Like
a shelf life.
Yeah, well, because eventually, if you've got a belt, they eventually have to lose the belt. Like, now, if they don't have anything to lose, you can still book them strong, and, you know, no harm comes of it. But eventually, if there's holding the belts, eventually, you're gonna have to move the belts. You know, and, you know, it might be from, you know, it might be from an injury, minor, severe. It might be from just changing times or, well, we really like these teams. We kind of want to put them over.
Mm-hmm.
So right now, with the way the Shield works, you can put them over and you can still put over a strong or an okay tag team division. It's better than we had for years. If you combine the two, then you can only put over one or the other. Eventually, one has to give.
Uh-huh. Okay. Yeah, what do you think, Mace?
I'm not exactly a fan of the idea of even giving them belts to begin with.
Okay.
Because Omega said it puts a timer on them.
Yeah.
Eventually, you're going to have to shift the belt, and 9 times out of 10, when you're going to shift the belts, what happens to the champions?
You make them look
weak.
They
infight, they look weak, and eventually they break up. This is a group that you want to keep strong, you want to keep together, you want to keep as a unit. You don't want, you know, two guys above the rest, above the other one.
So this is basically the same opinion that you guys had when I brought up the WWE title or the world title.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. Even the tag belts should not be on these guys.
They should
just be strong and beating the shit out of people. That is their job, and they do it very well.
So does a group like the Shield? Okay, not the Shield, but any other group like that. Should any of these groups ever have titles, as long as they're together and they're there to kick ass and take names?
The only group that ever did it well in the past was the Horsemen.
Uh-huh.
Where you had the world champ, the U.S. champ, and the tag champs together as a group.
Yeah, okay.
They all knew their roles, they all had their niches, they all had their specific areas that they excelled at, and that's why they became the champions.
Okay, so what if you give one? What if you give two of them the tag title and the third one the U.S. title, and then with the tag titles you can do the Freebird rule?
If you'd use the tag titles and the Freebird rule, then maybe it can work. But you don't add a single title in there because then you have the one guy who has a single title. And the other two that get the tag titles, it's basically saying, I'm a better singles wrestler than you guys.
Okay, there you go.
Yeah, you're officially ranking them if any of them have a singles belt.
And the one thing you do not want to do with a group like the Shield is rank the bastards.
Pretty much.
Yeah, well, that's perfectly understandable to me, being as I can understand that.
And put egos aside, when the NWO had belts.
Yeah.
You notice that the ranking system suddenly came in when, you know, Kevin Nash had the world title in any incarnation, he was the top guy. Bret had it, he was the top guy. When the Outsiders had the tag belts, nobody gave a shit. When X-Pac had the Cruiserweight title, nobody gave a shit. Why? Because Hulk Hogan had the world title.
There you go.
The rank and file suddenly became very apparent. You know, let's put aside the fact that, you know, Hogan, yes, he had creative control and all that other bullshit. But as a group, that's where everything came in.
Yeah. And of course,
like
at
I
that
said,
time,
the only group that could balance out titles was the Four Horsemen.
Yeah. Also at that time, Nash was holding the book. So Hogan had creative control and Nash was holding the book, so you knew what was going on.
It was a conspiracy.
Even putting the backstage stuff aside, you could tell how it played out in the group dynamic.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No, absolutely. So, yeah, don't give the Shield any kind of medal. Don't give them any gold at all. They don't need it. They definitely, you know, don't need it to get themselves over. They should never be used to chase any kind of title in any shape or form at all, as long as the three of them are united. Are we agreed on this unanimously?
Yeah.
I wonder if Rock agrees, or he's thinking, no, if I put the belt on one of them, let's see what happens. He must be busy watching soap operas or something. He's not paying attention to us. So, we thought at one point in time that John Cena had an Achilles injury. Turns out it's just a bruised heel, kids.
Yay. It's a lesser injury, but he's still doing the stupid thing and working through it.
Yeah, that's kind of dumb. Of course, they're able to use it in storylines, you know, as a way to make him look weak enough for him not to be able to beat Ryback.
Well, look, lucky.
Omega had a thought. You can go first.
How many times has John Cena fought through a minor injury and kind of almost forced the writers to write it in either just in case or because, oh, we thought it was going to be way worse than this? And in a way, he's accidentally promoting his own Superman stereotype.
Well, I don't know if it's him doing it so much as creative is doing it.
Well, a superstar gets injured, you have to write it in because if it's worse and they have to go out for a rehab or surgery or something, yep. You just have to put in that in case clause.
Yeah. So Vince McMahon gets his hip replaced. So why don't we just have Brock Lesnar F5 him on the bad hip that's getting replaced?
Make it look good. Any longer.
If Brock Lesnar F5ing McMahon is a way to get out the hip replacement, what did he need it repaired when they blew him up?
That's a hell of a question.
But when they dropped the set on him,
it might have been he might have gone for a hair transplant.
Yeah.
Sorry, I broke the network the other night with the card game. Now I'm making you laugh tonight.
Now that I think of it, how much surgery did Tim White need?
Oh.
just a few stitches here and there. Nothing major.
Every single week. I mean, how many times was that guy hit by a car?
I'm more wondering how he came back after walking into a working airplane engine.
Yeah, that's probably a better question to ponder. But yeah, okay, so there it is. Not as big of a deal as everybody initially thought, but still, you know, like a dummy. Not taking the time off. Take a week off. We don't need to see you every single goddamn week. Oh wait, it's John Cena.
Once again, this is what happens when you hinge your entire show and all your storylines around one man.
Yep. So, there it is. Yeah, so moving on. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, welcome to the star of the show, Dolph Ziggler. Time to gear a show around him and his crew, or what?
As in what type of context do we mean that we take SmackDown and put a focus on Dolph Ziggler, or do we have, you know, the adventures of...
Do up a webcast.
So a YouTube show of AJ and a Pokemon.
I was thinking Dolph Ziggler and Biggie Langston starring in Two and a Half Men.
Whoa.
What?
No, you know what? Never mind. I know where you're going with that, and I took it in a different direction. Never mind.
Oh, okay. What direction did you take it in? I want to hear this.
I was trying to figure out what half AJ was a man.
Okay, no, I wasn't even factoring AJ. I'm just Big E, Langston, and Dolph Ziggler together are two and a half men.
Yeah, I got that afterwards. It just threw me off. I was like, wait a minute, there's three of them.
Find a fourth and have a WWE version of Big Bang Theory.
Because
that would be the opposite of the Big Bang Theory, because it'd be the hot chick would be the geekiest one out of the group.
Yeah, Big Bang Theory.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, in reverse. Yeah, you know, so. Yeah, so what would you guys do if you gave Dolph Ziggler and his crew a show? Just give him a 10-minute webcast and see what you can come up with.
I don't know why, but I'd probably do like just a travel show.
A travel show?
Well, it's sort of like on the road or something like that.
Okay.
Yeah, let me explain. When they did the recent European tour, you would see links to pictures or pictures coming from AJ of her and Dolph at the Eiffel Tower, her and Dolph at the Queen's Palace in England, going around to all these different places, and it's just the two of them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, something along those lines where you go with them to these very touristy spots while they're traveling. Yeah, have them show off some places while they're on the road.
Mm-hmm.
That like a good roadhouse or a good restaurant or an attraction that they stop at on the traveling from town to town or something along those lines that give the fans a sort of a kayfabe glimpse into the life of a wrestler.
Okay, now with that in mind, do you kind of swerve it where they get attacked by somebody else on the roster to end the show?
No.
Okay.
Like every now and again, you have like sort of a quote unquote guest traveler or something. Where so like, if you really want to do it, they go through Mexico and they find Del Rio and Ricardo.
Okay.
But if you want to go down that type of route, personally, I'd like to keep it just them. Just the two of them. Maybe have Langston there as sort of like a comic foil.
Okay.
If you look back at the days leading up to WrestleMania when they did the AJ Lee diary, where she took Big E into a cake store and he ended up with like 40,000 cakes and one of the most ridiculous pair of glasses I've ever seen in my life. Yeah, that type of thing.
Okay.
The thought comes to mind, Mace. You ever watch a Nickelodeon cartoon called Kablam?
Unfortunately, no, but I do know. I sort of know what you're talking about.
Okay, so you don't remember the short Prometheus and Bob?
Yes.
You do?
That I remember.
That's what I picture for Dolph and Big E. Just Dolph Ziggler, okay. Okay, he's the world champ, and he's got this big muscle guy, and all you know the big muscle guy is he just jumps in the ring and hurts people. So this would be Dolph just trying to teach him how to live the civilized life. You know, in the old Prometheus and Bob sketches, it was an alien trying to educate a caveman. So it's just like, this is how you use a toilet. And it goes horribly, horribly wrong.
Okay, I don't think that would be something that I would want to see. Dolph teaching Big E how to use a toilet.
Okay, I'm just citing an example.
Just saying. Just
citing an example.
Now, Big E, this is an autograph signing. No, we don't put the little kid's head through the table. Picture and shake their hand and move on. No, don't rip their arm off.
Yeah, you would have to make sure that was off screen.
Big E, this is a tailor, okay? Mm-hmm. Don't panic when he wraps his arms around you to get your measure. Oh, God, now he went through the wall. Oh,
yeah, never mind wrapping his arms around his waist to get his waist size. It's the inseam you have to be scared of.
No, no. If you're gonna do the inseam joke, you do a cutaway to Ziggler, and you hear a muffled noise, and you just see Dolph's jaw drop. It's like, really?
And AJ.
And the smile on AJ's face.
It's just AJ just mesmerized. Dolph can't shake her out of it.
You guys really are sick. This is what happens when you play Cards Against Humanity two nights before we do this.
This would be funny.
Oh, I'm not saying it wouldn't be funny. You're just really sick. That's all. Let's face it, it'd be funny as hell. So there you go. Yeah, so that's you know, our ideas for a Dolph Ziggler show. If you guys in the chat room listening along have any ideas, you can post them in the chat room, and we'll check out what your ideas for a Dolph Ziggler show might be. But on that note, why don't we take our first quick little time out of the evening, everybody? What do you think? You're listening to WTRC and Rush Talk Radio right here on the Wild Doc Radio Network. Hey, Cinco de Mayo, grab a Corona. We'll be back right after this.
Just to keep control, don't let go. But don't worry, baby, I'll show you tonight a way to soothe your soul. Come on, baby, let's go. Oh, I know you're aching, baby, but I'm gonna hold you tight until you stop all this shaking.
You never know what will happen when you tune in to CB Radio.
Are you serious? That's the number two.
That's currently number seven. It was number two at one point.
Apparently it's big or something, but I don't know what the fuck it is. It sounds like a big bang or something. Techno gangbang. Maybe the world needs to end. End of the world gangbang style.
Weird. Why? Comes popular. Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art, or is this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I play my, you know, work schedule and whatnot, but...
Watch the video.
Okay, let me get the video then.
What the fuck? Oh, I thought the people were going to be showing up at the party. Where are you going to battle over here?
That's the horse you have, that's the horse you have. Oh, not the pelvic thrust. Is that Mr. Sulu in the sky? Oh, they're riding that pony.
Yeah, I know what it is.
That 800 million? Oh, I'm scared for the future. Yeah. This is why I don't go to clubs and dance, because I can't do this shit. Hey, I make sure the club's staying still. I'd lean on that wall. I make sure I got drinks in my hand, and I make sure that club's staying still.
Oh, yeah, he's going to be dreaming about him.
Oh, man, damn it. Now I got to... You gotta play something else, Rock. Wake up and start riding the damn donkey.
Tune in to CB Radio Saturdays, midnight Eastern Time, on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
God bless us, made in America.
The evolution of online sports entertainment begins again on Sunday nights when you step into the ring with Wrestle Talk Radio. Covering all the latest in the WWE, TNA, and the indie scene. Plus, providing you with the most comprehensive coverage of every WWE and TNA pay-per-view. Join Wrestle Talk Radio every Sunday night, live only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
The following interpretation is brought to you by Taste and Good Form. Oh, you were not aware of this? Your posterior better contact someone at once!
Ladies and gentlemen, young people of all gender and ages, Taste and Decency proudly presents to you
the home of the award-winning RackRadioShow.com. Here you'll be able to find information about the show, how to buy our one-of-a-kind merchandise, and, of course, all the great interviews we have done, including interviews with the likes of Trish Stratus, Christopher Daniels, and, of course, WWE superstar The Miz. Once again, that's RackRadioShow.com.
And if you're not down with that, we have two words for you. You're welcome!
Tuesday nights, the Wild Talk Radio Network brings you Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with me, Alan Wojcik, and the Spud Guy. We'll bring you interviews with the biggest names from the past, present, and future in pro wrestling.
Hey everybody, this is X-Buck. It's me. It's that D-O-double-G.
This is Jessica Havoc.
Hey everyone, this is Stevie Richards.
This is Harley Race.
The franchise Shane Douglas.
Plus, insights from the people who cover the business. It's Kayfabe Wrestling Radio, 9 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is former WWE superstar Shawn Michaels.
See, I just can't stand.
And you are listening to Wild Talk Radio.
That really move him. I said chill.
Whoa, before you get started, I have something to say.
I don't care what Kurt Angle says. Him singing really sucks. Really. Kurt Angle singing sucks. And that's all I have to say about that. Anybody want to dispute me? I am assuming because nobody said anything, nobody wants to dispute me. Nobody cares. Okay, there's moving
Sorry,
on.
Sorry, I was bored to tears.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm kind of, I said this to Rock in a separate chat window, and I'm going to say it live now. With May the 4th and tomorrow being Revenge of the 6th, with today being Cinco de Mayo, I'm surprised that we weren't inundated with mariachi bands playing Star Wars music.
No, today is Revenge of the 5th.
Tomorrow's Revenge is good. Revenge of the Sith, Revenge of the 6th. It works better. So there. Anyway, we started out by talking about you and going to see Iron Man 3. Why don't we talk about the possibility of a superhero movie starring professional wrestlers? Can you see that working?
Who got stoned and thought of this one?
The producer.
Oh, of course.
Yeah.
Can I just say no, 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 and no?
No? Yeah,
have you seen wrestlers acting?
With the exception of two in the entire pantheon of professional wrestlers who have ever invaded Hollywood. No. That's not entirely true, Rock. I'll explain that to you guys later.
I think when we hear superhero movies starring professional wrestlers, I'm getting very, very bad flashbacks to things like, you know, Suburban Commando.
Oh, God, no. Well, you know, Kane Kitten's nailed it. Doesn't matter what superhero movie would ever be made with professional wrestlers, you know that they would cast Zack Ryder as Aquaman.
Oh,
that's mean, even for Zack Ryder.
I know. But if you were to cast professional wrestlers in a superhero movie,
do you
give me What? Go ahead.
Did you realize that Aquaman got even more pathetic when scientists just recently found out how to basically recreate half of his powers?
That's pretty pathetic.
Yeah, of all the superheroes we get first in real life, it's fucking Aquaman.
There you go. There you go. So take three professional wrestlers off the WWE roster and come up with a storyline for these guys.
I can remember back in the day when there was part of me that thought Brock Lesnar should be playing Eddie Brock just because he looked exactly like the fucking guy.
Yeah, okay.
But these days I've seen how Brock Lesnar acts, so no.
Yeah.
Even if two-thirds of his scenes are in CGI, no.
What about The Miz? Out of everybody on the roster, would The Miz be able to pull off some kind of a role?
I haven't seen The Marine 3, so I don't know how he is as an actor, but...
Oh, come on, that's not fair. Nobody's seen The Marine 3. And it's not a shot at The Miz, it's just because of The Marine 1 and 2.
Miz might make a decent Guy Gardner, but they'll never make a Green Lantern 2.
That would be most unfortunate if they did, don't you think?
Yeah, to say the least.
But if you had professional wrestlers as superheroes, I mean, yeah, there you go. Nice image, Mace. That has to be, that's got to be put up on JTV. Undertaker,
not
Batman.
Exactly. Well, I didn't create that. I found that on one of the meme sites.
But still.
Pretty much John Cena, but mind you, somebody that, whoever photoshopped John Cena as Superman and made sure to include
the curl.
Christopher Reeve era hair.
Yep.
They deserve props for that.
That's like super awesome. And you know what's really scary? It looks like it might work.
That's amazing. And of course, we can quite easily buy AJ Lee as Harley Quinn.
Yeah.
Oh, look at this. Cody Rhodes is Green Lantern.
You know what? I got an idea. We can cast Sheamus as Ghost Rider, and that way we don't need the CGI for the head.
That would work.
He can't be any worse than Nicolas Cage. Can we cast Hornswoggle as Ant-Man? Or even yet, Mr. Mixleplix?
No, the funny thing is, you know, like you take, like, like, Kali, Hornswoggle, and, like, The Miz, and you cast all of them as Ant-Man.
Invasion of the Ant-Men.
No, just same guy. Just swap him in and out with his powers.
Saves on CGI.
Yeah, but what do you think about CM Punk as Deadpool?
I don't know. No.
Game Kittens kind of likes it. It's got the whole fourth wall aspect with the snarky attitude.
You know who could pull it off better?
Who's
Edge.
That would, yeah.
Yeah. I'd agree
that's
with that.
That's unanimous. Edge as Deadpool. Yep. Now, you know, okay, fine. So we've got these professional wrestlers as superheroes in a really, really bad movie. Who are the villains? Who are the bad guys?
You know what? Even going off the picture, I could actually buy CM Punk as the Joker.
Yeah, maybe.
If they go full-on psychopath with the role. Like, I'm talking Heath Ledger times 10.
CM Punk would probably be able to pull that off.
Yeah, and I'm trying to skip the obvious joke there, but
I'm trying to think now.
Actually, Ryback is Solomon Grundy.
Really?
Think about it. You've heard Ryback promos.
Okay, yep. Ryback rules. Change that into a Solomon Grundy.
Ryback
Solomon Grundy rules.
Let's see. Villains.
This is tougher.
Can we see Teddy Long as take over from Samuel L. Jackson as Nick Fury?
Okay, so we're getting away from DC and going into Marvel now.
Well, we're just sort of going in general, but yeah.
Okay, I think something's wrong. Something's wrong with Director Fury. He keeps sending out the Avengers two at a time.
Okay, that was good. CM Punk, Lex Luthor?
Jericho, Lex Luthor.
Jericho?
Yeah,
yes!
Jericho as Luthor, definitely.
Yep. Okay. I would see CM Punk as Tony Stark.
I can't only because CM Punk's straight edge and Tony Stark is an alcoholic.
but you know, like,
that defies it a little bit.
In this world of PG, forget Demon in the Bottle.
True.
Apparently Hollywood did. But who would be Thor?
I hate to double cast. Once again, that'd have to be Edge.
You know, that's exactly what I was thinking. Give him back his long hair.
Yeah, the long blonde hair, he becomes Thor.
Dude, that means what? Christian can be Loki.
Yes!
Yes! Fucking yes! only?
You know what's going to happen on the Halloween taping of WWE Odin. Now?
Can we have Gangrel as Odin?
We'll bring him back. Oh shit! You know WWE's taking notes and they're gonna do this whole superhero theme.
I'd love WWE try and get any of these rights from Disney. Good fucking luck.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, hey, you know they're allowed to dress in costume for Halloween.
To go independent for a minute.
Okay.
And this will test some people. The Undertaker as Preacher.
No.
Mm.
Damn.
No?
You know, Omega, I could actually see that now. If you wrap your head around it, you can see it.
Get into it. But yeah, it's there.
Okay, you wanna stay off the mainstream, do you? The Watchmen.
Jeez.
Actually, the scary thing is, I could probably see the Miz as the comedian.
That would be perfect.
Miz is the comedian.
Who's Rorschach?
Caitlin as Silk Spectre.
Yep.
I'd say, if anything, that would be the role for CM Punk would be Rorschach.
Rorschach? Punk?
Mm-hmm.
Just the feel of the characters.
Yeah.
Up against each other. Just the general feel, that would work.
Sandow as Ozymandias.
I could actually see that. Just with that one fucking attitude.
That's a good one. Actually,
okay.
That's a good one.
Can't get it. You get bonus points for that one, kittens.
Lindsay's off somewhere hoping Kane gets picked for Manhattan, so he goes pantsless.
get out of my head, Omega. I was about to make the same joke. Oh my god.
I'm sorry, I can't see anybody other than wrestling fans watching any of this drivel.
Yeah. I
see wrestling fans watching this.
I mean, you could even reach back further. Like, make Shawn Michaels. Who would Shawn Michaels be as a superhero?
Something in my head wants to say Flash.
Shawn Michaels is the Flash?
He's got the cockiness for it.
Yeah, I know, but with his costumes and stuff like that, I almost see Shawn Michaels as Thor.
I think Triple H kind of commands Thor.
Okay, with the hammer and, Mjolnir.
Can we typecast Booker T as Blade?
That's racist.
No, that's...
No, it's not. He's a black guy.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
Cast the black guy is the black guy.
Well, yeah, that's so racist. Yeah. While we're at it, let's cast Mark Henry as the Kingpin. Oh, wait, we cast a fat black guy to do that.
Thank you for picking
up on that. I actually rewatched that the other day. He wasn't bad as the Kingpin.
Wait. Lindsay's the speaker.
Okay, here's the test. Who gets Daredevil? Who can resurrect that bomb?
Daredevil.
Actually, The Miz.
I was thinking closer to Cody.
Yeah, well, Cody works.
Cody might work. But did you read the chat? Was it Lindsay was saying that she sees Taker more as Jonah Hex?
Huh.
Interesting, considering that means her fuzzy would have half his face burnt off.
Mm-hmm.
Well, keep in mind, this is the Kane fangirl.
True.
So why not make Kane Jonah Hex?
Because Lindsay wants to see the cowboy Taker.
Oh, okay, cowboy Taker. As opposed to biker Taker. Like, that was successful.
You know, if you brought Kane back to his kind of attitude era, more easier to be comedic role, I'd make him Lobo.
Yes. I had to think about that one for a second.
Yeah, more or less, I just really want to see Lobo.
Well, that'd be pretty cool. So, yeah, half the wrestling fans on the planet would see this movie, which means that they would probably see receipts from 10 million worldwide.
Well, wrestlers work cheap.
10 million worldwide at how much is a movie ticket nowadays? $15 when all is said and done?
Yeah.
This goddamn movie just grossed $150 million. Can they make it with a budget of less than 50?
There's been good movies made for less than that.
Yes, there have been, but can they make this movie any good? Well, yeah, never mind. So it's, can they make this movie any good for less than 50 million? Dude, 250 million wouldn't help it. Uh-oh. Oh, red ink all over the desk. That was not good.
Well, we do have something of a litmus test because we have Pro Wrestlers versus Zombies coming out.
Pro Wrestlers versus Zombies?
Uh-huh.
What? This is something I don't believe I've heard of.
Roddy Piper, Matt Hardy, Jim Duggan, Kurt Angle, Shane Douglas, Rebby Sky. Let's see. I need the full cast because there's some really screwed up rumors about who was doing what in this movie.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, they cast a bunch of wrestlers to be in this zombie movie.
Oh, God. Professional wrestlers versus zombies. Awesome. I'd watch it just for the zombies. Hey, Omega?
It depends on the zombies.
If they were good zombies. Not the WWE ECW zombies. I'm sorry. Did that hurt?
Yeah, just to know, this is a movie that's actually being produced by Shane Douglas.
Okay. So basically, it's not going anywhere but to DVD.
If that. This might
okay,
be a YouTube
it's still,
release.
It's in the can? Yeah, it's staying in the can. Can we YouTube it? No!
Now I'm curious, because there was some really weird cast and crew rumor for yeah. this.
It'll be iPay-per-view. Shit, no. You know, as long as we're talking about movies and stuff like that, why don't we just, like, talk about another movie franchise that apparently has just acquired a screenwriter. Men in Black.
I thought they were done with that.
Apparently not. They're going to do it again. One more time. Don't you think Tommy Lee Jones is just a little bit too old now? Christ, he was too old for Men in Black 3.
Pretty much.
Yeah. I might be able to buy Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones' role in Men in Black 4. But what the hell could they possibly do?
I don't know. Pretty much after you've messed with the space-time continuum, there's not much further you can do.
I mean, didn't they screw something up in the past and alter something just very slightly?
Not that I can remember. But then again, I sort of forgot Men in Black 3 as soon as I finished watching it.
Yeah, it was not a memorable movie at all. It wasn't good.
Neither was 2.
I'll tell you what movie I'd like to see. I would like to see a Ghost Rider movie.
There's been a couple. The first two were such abominations.
Ah, that's right. They could make it right by doing a prequel, go back to the 1800s with Sam Elliott as the original Ghost Rider.
He's still alive?
Sam Elliott? Oh, hell yeah.
Okay.
He's doing voiceovers for truck commercials. For Dodge trucks.
So, perfect time to cast him as a lead.
Yep, absolutely. But, you think back to the first movie, the only good thing about, you know, the only good stuff in that movie was Sam Elliott and his fiery horse, don't you think?
It was an epic scene for all 13 seconds it was up there.
Now, do you think that they could not make an actual good movie? Like an origin story? An origin story with the story that Sam Elliott told? That might actually be the movie Hollywood should make.
I swear that they've already done, at least in the books anyway, a Ghost Rider... Western.
Oh, yeah. I know for a fact they've done that.
crossover. Weird. Ghost Rider had a crossover with Jonah Hex.
Ghost Rider Jonah Hex? Interesting. Does Ghost Rider and Blade they finally belong to Marvel again?
Yeah, they were owned by
Sony.
Sony. It was Sony that had them?
Yeah, Sony got them and Spider-Man,
X-Men, Fantastic Four.
X-Men and Fantastic Four were Fox.
Fox still has X-Men.
Yeah, because they're putting out another movie next month.
Yeah, we got a trailer for Wolverine.
Yeah, I didn't mind the first two movies. Actually.
I was at the movies with the female, and she whispered to me, "That looks way better than number 3." And I whispered back, "Dog food commercial looks better than number 3."
Butcher. But mind you, I also have a bit of a theory, and I'm going to try and do this without spoiling one of the movies. When you have a trilogy of films, superhero films, mind you.
Yeah.
They pull what should be the best villain for that third movie. And somehow fuck it up.
Oh, I think I know what you're mad about.
Yeah.
Okay, now I need to know.
I won't tell you on the air, Tim. It'll be off the air. But
yeah, I don't want anybody getting all pissed off.
You can probably gather it by these two examples.
Okay.
X-Men 3, they had the Phoenix.
Yep, okay.
Probably one of the most iconic X-Men villains ever because of the whole thing with Jean Grey. They fucked it up. It became a side story.
Yes.
In the third movie. Spider-Man 3 brought in Venom, one of the most beloved of the Spider-Man villains.
Yep.
Fucked that up royally.
Thanks, Topher Grace.
No.
It's more Raimi's fault because he didn't want to use him in the first place and the studio mandated it.
Oh, yeah. Pretty much.
And then you have Iron Man 3, which will off the air. I reckon there's a curse on the third superhero movie.
Geez, this almost reminds me of the monologue that one kid had in the Scary Movie.
I don't remember them.
They're all the rules of Scary Movies.
Yeah, well,
the original, the sequel, and the third one, where all bets are off.
Well, that's the thing. At least with Scary Movie, when they went through all those rules, they were actually factual.
Yeah.
You go and take a look at that, and you can spot it in a horror film. And I congratulate them. I'm making a show of that, actually. I shall leave at that point here before I start ranting like a madman.
We'll talk about it after the show, because I want to hear your rant off the air. So.
I sort of did this little podcast about it that appeared last week.
Were you bashing the books?
I was.
Oh, wow.
Bashing the movie, but yes, that little podcast is sort of hiding somewhere in the archives.
Well, you know, there's no more Siskel and Ebert, so we need a replacement, Mace.
I could never be as good as them.
Or as bad, depending on your point of view. Because let's face it, if they didn't
I don't know. I actually found North a little bit funny.
Yeah.
Whereas they called it the worst movie of all fucking time.
Well, yeah, let's face it. If Ebert had a problem with certain producers in Hollywood, he trashed their movie no matter what.
Yeah.
No matter how good it was, he just shot the shit out of it.
Yeah, I like to use nuclear detonations in my reviews. It's awesome.
That's what I like to hear. And no vindictiveness or anything. It's just they deserve it, and that's all there is to it.
The only reason why, and I'll tell you this, if you go and listen to the podcast, the only reason why I'm not screaming at the top of my lungs is because I recorded that at about 11 o'clock at night, and I didn't want to wake up the household.
There you go. Keep everybody asleep, and that'll be good. So it's a quiet rant, but it's a rant nonetheless. And if you haven't heard it, you can check it in the Wild Talk Radio Archives.
Indeed.
Absolutely. Yeah, but seeing as we've been talking about superheroes and shit like that, what's the best superhero gadget ever?
Superhero gadget.
Yeah. Now, I'm gonna really open this up for you both. You can either be like, you know, 1990s, 2000s. And get into something where they tried to actually make it realistic. Or you can go all the way back to the 60s where they were campier than a son of a bitch and it didn't matter because it was just fun. Like, Batman, the TV series. Like the bat shark repellent.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Really? I think that's the first thing ever.
How could you not? Because it was the most out of nowhere gadget that he ever...
Surely he did not keep that on him at all times, just in case.
No, it was in the helicopter.
How could you think his head to the... Like, could you just imagine Batman sitting in that cave going, one day I might need shark repellent. What situation would ever call for shark repellent?
You know what's really ironically funny? As soon as I said that, Kane Kittens posted it literally the same time in the chat room.
That's because that's the first thing a lot of people go to.
That's hilarious. And Robin climbing up the ladder. He's got the shark sucking on his whole leg.
The only shark that ever looked faker than Jaws.
Jaws 3.
Even worse, Jaws 4.
The breath is that the one where the woman flies 2,000 miles and somehow the shark is still waiting for her when she arrives?
Yeah, it tracks her down like 2,500 miles away and Michael Caine comes to save the day.
That's not the issue here. The issue here is the shark is out to kill her family. The shark is at her beach. She flies to an island. It's a smart move to get away from a shark.
There you go. Okay, so that begs the question.
The shark is already there when she lands.
Yeah, that begs the question, Omega. When did the shark jump the shark?
When they added 3D.
No, when the damn thing bit the cable powering the power cable to the island. To Amity.
The shark jumped the shark when it bit Marty McFly.
Shark still looks fake.
They've still got 2 years to make that many sequels.
They can do it.
The way Hollywood works these days, yeah.
Yeah, if you go onto IMDb website and check out Back to the Future Part 2, they've actually calculated how many shark movies per year or decade they would have needed to have that many sequels when Marty's in the future.
Hey, look, if we're getting a Star Wars movie a year starting from 2015, then they could have made enough Jaws in the time.
Absolutely. But only if Steven Spielberg would come back to produce and direct the damn things.
He doesn't need to. He just needs to say, I did nothing on this, and they'd still put it on the credits.
Yeah, that's how Transformers worked.
There you go. Yeah. But we still haven't gotten to the best superhero gadget.
I'd say probably best gadget.
Iron Man suit.
Yeah,
yes!
The whole thing absolutely is a gadget.
Yep, the entire suit is a gadget. So that has to be the best thing. This is all the stuff built into it.
Iron Man
yep.
suit is Swiss Army knife, pretty much.
So there's the best gadget, the Iron Man suit. And that's all, we could almost do a roundtable on that. But speaking of which, we've gone for like 40 minutes yapping about a whole bunch of stuff, and then we got into movies. I think maybe it's time to take another break and then come back with roundtable, talk about wrestling again. Everybody, you're listening to WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. I'm curious, everybody listening in the chat room, we'd like your feedback on this, little bit of a divergence from 100% professional wrestling talk. Like to know how you feel about it. We'll be back right after this.
Yeah, doing it like it go. Doing it like a G.O. go, baby.
Can you dig it?
Can you dig it, sucker?
Every Monday night, get caught up with everything that happens on Monday Night Raw with the Raw Post Show. From the big returns,
after 7 long years, finally, The Rock has come back to Monday Night Raw.
To the shocking moments. And the moments that leave you speechless.
I grew up locked in a basement, suffering severe psychological and emotional scarring when my brother set my parents on fire. From there, I shifted around among a series of mental institutions until I was grown, at which point I buried my brother alive. Twice. Since then, I've set a couple of people on fire and abducted various co-workers. Oh, and I
once electrocuted a man's testicles.
It's the Law Post Show, Monday nights, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Every Thursday night, we bring to you The Rock.
These people yearn for enlightenment. Who do they have to turn to? Who do they have to place upon a pedestal so that they may bask in the glow of their own essence? In short, the answer is no one.
We bring you a complete recap of Impact Wrestling, along with all of the latest news and unique discussions about the world of professional wrestling.
Sure, there are those who attempt to appeal to the unwashed masses, but they are nothing more than false prophets whom I will expose.
Join us Thursday nights, 11 p.m. Eastern, for The Rock.
I am the bright beam of enlightenment that will serve as the avenging sword of taste and decency.
Redefining pro wrestling talk from the fans, for the fans, live on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
You're welcome!
Calling all pro wrestling fans, don't forget to check out PWMania.com. Again, the web address is PWMania.com. It's the best place on the internet today to get your late-breaking pro wrestling news and spoilers. We also have exclusive interviews, exclusive live results coverage of pay-per-views, rare photos, videos, divas, knockouts, and more. Exclusive writers, pro wrestler columns as well, where you can get a real insider's view of the world of professional wrestling. Bookmark it today, right now. It is PWMania.com.
And now, haiku time. With René Dasodai and some dumb Aussie git.
Cheap Heat Radio. Not at all ripped off. Truly, we would never lie.
Opinions mixed. Many arguments will be had, but Lita is a slut.
Wild Talk Radio. Home of Cheap Heat Radio. Inside Braden's belly.
Views expressed within. Only those of guy talking. Standard boilerplate.
Got an indie show? Promote it on our show now. Many more people.
Wrestling gets discussed. Pop culture references made. Cheap Heat Radio.
Cheap Heat Radio. Our thoughts may not be true, but your sports team does suck.
We need ad ideas. Tycoons are running their course. Next time the hosts rap.
Cheap Heat Radio. Join us at 8:30 time. Because what else is on?
I came to play. There's a price to pay. Time for you to get down on your...
What's up? This is WWE Superstar The Miz, and you are listening to Wild Talk Radio Network, and it is awesome.
And welcome back to WTR, Sunday Night Rush Talk Radio, right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. Howdy, everybody. Glad you could join us. Rock, I did that just for you, because you swear to God that I never say that word, and I've been doing nothing but saying that word all day today, because that's just the way I talk. So there.
Right.
That's true. Anyway, Mace, you showed me something during the break that just kind of like sort of made my eyes bug out a little bit. Can we talk about that for just a quick sec?
Sure, why not?
Oh, man. First off, if you're like me and you're a fan of heavy metal, you're kind of sort of in mourning this past week a little bit. Of course, Jeff Hanneman passing away from liver failure, allegedly as a result of a toxic spider bite, possibly. We won't know for sure until the final autopsy results are back. But when is his funeral?
That I do not know.
Okay, so, but it hasn't happened yet. It's coming up. Now, this is something I just want to talk about. Everybody knows about the Westboro Baptist Church. These banana heads are they're banned from Canada, which is, I think, awesome. They are not allowed to enter my country, and I'm really happy about that. Sorry about your damn luck, Omega, being in the States. But they're planning on actually protesting at Jeff's funeral.
I tried to look on their website for confirmation. They are trying to picket the home of Elvis Presley as well. But in terms of them picketing Jeff's funeral, good luck, and you better pray that your God has mercy on your souls, because you're going to get butt-fucked.
I'll tell you right now, yeah, these idiots actually go through with doing it. First off, yeah, do it. Don't let anything stop you. Secondly, I hope you enjoyed your time on the planet Earth, because it's up.
I hope that if this is 100% and it happens, I hope every news company in the world just sits there with cameras waiting. Because the first thing you're gonna see is a ton of Slayer fans grabbing these guys, putting their mouths on the curb and stomp.
Yeah, you don't fucking do that to a founding member of a band like Slayer. I mean, these are the guys that commercialized thrash metal, for Christ's sakes. You know,
I just hope it happens. Because it's like you said in our chat, Tim, it's going to be the thing that ends them.
Oh, absolutely.
I could almost guarantee you no law enforcement agency in the world would condemn a Slayer fan for doing it.
Oh, no.
Stop.
I mean, he'll get charged, taken to trial, and it'll get thrown out on a technicality. Oh, yeah, your name was spelled wrong. You can go. I mean, holy Christ. And, you know, I grew up a Slayer fan. A lot of people don't realize this about me too much, but in my youth, I was a bit of a metalhead.
Hey, you're alive during the 80s and 90s. You listen to Slayer.
Yeah. Slayer, Anvil, I mean, you name it, we listen to it. And, I was a bit of a bad boy in my youth. I fractured a few laws. I ingested certain substances that are highly illegal. I'm coming clean right now. I hung out at parties that were dedicated to Slayer, for Christ's sakes. All it was every single fucking Slayer album in existence played on the guy's stereo.
Yep.
And it was beer. It was knives, it was guns, it was people kicking the fuck out of each other, having a beer together, having a great time, kicking the fuck out of each other again, just for something. It was because that was what you did at a Slayer party.
Hell, I can't even tell you this. Do you know how much a Slayer song will get you motivated when you're lifting weights?
Oh, God. Dude, let me tell you exactly. You put on Slayer, I'll start lifting weights. That's how motivating their music was.
I used to listen to that stuff in the gym, man. That used to be my workout music.
Dudes. So, yeah, Westboro Baptist Church, all I can say is please, yes, do it.
And good luck with living.
Bunch of fucking retards. I shouldn't say that. That's an insult to the retarded people of the world. Anyway.
Yeah.
I seriously could not believe that.
You want to jump in quickly, Omega?
Go ahead, Omega.
I really have nothing. But, God, I hate every last one of those fuck pumps.
Well, you know, the thing about it is they're one big happy family. Literally, it's a family.
Yeah, it's a fucking cult is what it is.
Yeah.
There are actually people outside of the family involved. I watched a documentary of a guy who actually went into their compound for 2 weeks. Uh-huh. And you got to see how they lived. And fuck me, it was an eye-opener, and I wish they could have just disclosed the location so we could drop a nuke on them.
It was that bad, was it?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
we gotta find this. I wonder where it might be located. Because I want to see this.
I'm pretty sure Anonymous has leaked that address once or twice.
Just a couple of times.
Yo.
Go look over Pastebin. I'm quite sure you'll find all the information there somewhere.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and if you find that, I can give you a really good discount on kerosene.
Now, Omega, let me ask you something. Will you defend to the death their right to be such assholes and idiots and say the shit they do?
They can say all the shit they want. It's when they bring action to it that they cross the line.
There you go.
You know, they're classified as a hate group in many states. They've attempted to picket. There are law enforcements that will not give them First Amendment rights because, in their opinion, they are acting beyond the limits of their legal rights.
Yeah, well, you know, the right to free speech be damned. I think anything that incites hate speech should be illegal. Everywhere.
I don't know if this ever came to fruition or not. There was one funeral that they went to picket. It was, I can't remember what the event was. It was something major had happened or something. It was the last school massacre that happened. They were going to go picket that. Until just about every bikie gang in the country said, we're going to be waiting out the front.
Yeah, this time, every biker gang in the country don't say anything when they go to picket, you know, when their plans to picket the Slayer funeral or Jeff Hanneman's funeral becomes public when they actually announce they're going to do it. Don't scare them off, please.
Yeah, half of you just wait in front of the funeral and half of you just hide.
Yeah. Just blend in.
Just wait till they're close enough. Close in.
Grab them. Not that we're promoting any form of hatred, but you know, we hate them.
And the one. Okay, this will be my last thing on it.
Yep.
The one that I can't believe the most. They picketed San Diego Comic Con.
That was hysterical.
Yeah, only because the geeks got revenge.
Okay, whoa, what did the geeks do? I gotta know.
Oh no. They immediately put on their counter protest.
Oh?
Like, they threw up signs immediately and you'd have to see them. Cause, God, there were so many good ones.
If you can find any of those signs online, people, please link me. I've gotta see them.
This whole blog post that collected them.
Damn. Don't match wits with geeks. It is never going to end good for you if you're not a geek. Christ, you know, I remember when the term geek was derogatory. Now it's a badge of honor. Seriously, there were TV shows in the 80s that just, like, totally... Oh, never mind. Okay, now that's over with, and it's given me a hopeful smile for the night. Why don't we do a little round table?
This would be the round table. Anthony Dancing round table with no intro. Dun, 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 dun. With no intro. Dun, 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 dun.
There you go, King Kittens. That was just for you. Excuse me. Oh, sudden attack of smoker's cough. Not that I smoke. Kids don't smoke. It's bad for you. It came in with a flourish and a big loud bang and a whole bunch of fanfare. Kind of faded away with not even as much as a whimper. Has the end to the brand extension hurt the uniqueness and the freshness of the product, Mace?
Not really, because they did it so gradually that you never noticed it.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas, it's, but at the same time, you noticed that a lot of your lower card workers are now delegated to shows like, you know, was it the main event?
Or NXT, yeah.
You know, they're, or even NXT, you know, a lot of your lower end guys have been delegated to those shows, which is the reason why the brand split existed, was to give was to sort of balance out people on the two shows.
Mm-hmm.
Now that they've brought it all back to one, it's created it automatically created the issue that caused the brand split in the first place, that you now have people on the lower card who cannot get, cannot get exposure on your main shows. But because they've got so many sub shows that they can use now, there's still a place for those people.
Yeah. And they didn't really have that after WCW folded, and then they went and did the brand split now, did they?
They always had heat and velocity. It's the same type of superstars main event.
Well, you know, heat and velocity, yeah, it's the same type, but it was still heat and velocity were a little different.
How? They were actually on networks, and I, as much as people, you know, try to tune in to Ion, that's not a major network.
Sorry, I was just looking at some of these geek signs, protest signs. Well, you know, when the brand split first started out, we were all bitching, moaning, crying, complaining, and saying it was really stupid. Now, when I say we, I mean the people that were on Wrestle Talk Radio at the time. I don't know what you what your collective opinions were, guys, because back then you were just listeners and stuff.
Thanks. Listeners, for those listening at home, Tim just admitted that he doesn't listen to you.
Yeah, he doesn't. Yes. He doesn't pay attention to anything you say, you've ever done. And but in the bright
moving
side,
on.
But in the bright side, in about 5 years, you'll be hosting this show with Tim.
Moving on.
In concept, I didn't really mind the brand split so much because it did give the undercard more room to grow.
Yeah,
it, you know, it did let more guys on the roster actually earn a paycheck that week.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, at the same time, I also had my my reservations, say, because now you had a bunch more pay-per-views that had been added in at the time, and you only had half of the time to get the storylines across. So I knew there was going to be a much bigger rush to them. They weren't going to get developed as much as they used to. And overall, it was, you know, that was going to suffer.
Mm-hmm.
So for me, it was a mixed bag. You know, I didn't mind getting more talent, more time on TV, but the whole concept of competing with yourself just—it's just something really transparently lame about it.
Didn't really make a whole lot of sense the way they went about it, and they're trying to, like, you know, keep this rivalry thing going, you know, in the spirit of WCW versus WWE.
I just remember all first SmackDown match. SmackDown would win. And it's not because that was the better show. It's because that's the one that needed the ratings boost.
Yeah. You know who was going over in those matches, and that's all there was to it.
First 3 years of bragging rights.
Yeah. Didn't help. Maybe that's why they quietly, slowly killed the brand split. Because it didn't matter what they did, SmackDown wasn't going to get any higher ratings than they got. Personally, I happen to like tuning in on Monday or Friday, and there's Dolph Ziggler on you know, both nights, and the storyline continues, and it's like they open up a mini storyline on Monday, and then they end it Friday. So they can do something brand new with somebody else the following Monday. And they, you know, let it all tie into the main angle that they're running for and pushing for the following pay-per-view. This I enjoy, and we didn't get that with the brand split. We had it before the brand split, we got it now.
With the brand split, in effect, you only had four attempts to get your storyline across. That's all the development you got.
Mm-hmm.
If you can put things on other shows, however, and actually spread things out, you can do little things. It gives you more freedom to play around. Not only do you get much bigger development with your storylines, like, you know, Undertaker and Shield. You know, okay, that's a storyline where you only had to pay Taker for, you know, a couple days. It gives a good week of television, makes them look strong, and you move on.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know what else it did? It caused all these internet jerk off podcasts to quit bitching so much about not having enough time to develop a story between pay per views.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'll throw this back at you. You guys, you know, you're in for the brand extension ending, but has it led to the same repeated matches week in and week out on the same shows? Like, three times a week we see the same match. If you think about it, we have. In the course of 3 weeks, we see the same match about four times.
As opposed to seeing the same match over 4 weeks.
But you want to get the same match. You're getting the same match. You get, say you get a match on Main Event, it happens again on Monday. Because mm-hmm. no one sees Main Event. That's the part of the freshness and uniqueness that I'm talking about. But the question is that
well, if nobody sees Main Event, it doesn't matter, right? Because I don't watch it. So, fuck, whatever. I mean, if you're using Main Event to perfect it and get it, you know, tweaked, fine. Perfect it and get it tweaked. I don't have time to watch Main Event.
But we've also seen matches happen on SmackDown, and then they happen again on Monday.
But it's slightly different stipulations, or it's a rematch, or something that pushes and gives you furtherance to that angle, which gives you a little bit more time between pay-per-views for that angle between these two guys.
Yeah. In reality, there's nothing really different about that approach because it's always been their structure, at least it has been for about the last 10 years or so now, where, okay, we're gonna have a pay-per-view and then we're going to immediately have a rematch or, you know, someone else from SmackDown wants, you know, they got screwed. Or, you know, now in the case of the brand split ending, yeah, some of the carries over from SmackDown will go over to Raw, and you'll see matches where these two guys are feuding, tag match.
Yeah.
You know, / Teddy Long.
There you go. Yeah, Revenge of the Fifth indeed. Every now and then your connection was starting to go R2-D2 on us, Omega.
Yeah, I've had connection problems for fucking 4 days now. I need Comcast to get out here and fix it. So
I'm gonna have about a
month of these problems.
Yeah, I was about to say, what is your internet provider, Comcast? You answered my question. So, yeah. Okay. Well, here's a slight different twist on this current question. Has the 3 hour Raw hurt the uniqueness and freshness of the WWE product?
Yes.
Oh, God, yes.
Now, has the 3 hour Raw hurt potentially the ratings of SmackDown because people watch Raw for 3 hours and they're saying, fuck it, I don't want another 2 hours this week?
Pretty well, yes and no.
Okay.
Like, yeah, 5 hours of wrestling in a week, seven if you want to include watching Impact, you know, upwards of nearing 10 if you want to include NXT and Saturday Morning Slam and Main Event. And all the other fun stuff.
Nobody includes Saturday Morning Slam.
Yeah, true.
If LOCAL is on.
Yeah, okay, except for Omega, as long as LOCAL is on.
Hey, we do a Saturday Morning Slam review every Saturday, so hush.
That's your problem.
It's become a staple. So
okay, what time do you tweet that out?
No, we do it on CB Radio.
So he does a Saturday morning recap on Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm. Because it's the only wrestling Subway gets to see. So.
So it's all he can talk
poor
about.
Poor Subway. That's all he can say. Poor Subway. But, yeah, you know, upwards of nearing 10 hours of wrestling, it's a drag to go through. It's a lot of time in a week.
Uh-huh.
I know personally, by the time I'm done with Raw, I can't be fucked watching anything else all week. You know, it's a slog to try and get through Impact later in the week.
It's kind of like watching the TV show Archer and watching nothing but, which is what I've been doing. I've overdosed on Archer.
No. Archer you can watch from season 1 to season 4 without an issue.
Yeah, okay.
No. We're talking the difference between wrestling and good writing.
Okay. So, Archer has fast become one of my favorite sitcoms.
Remind me to send you the pilot.
I saw the pilot.
It's the first episode, but Archer himself is replaced with a velociraptor.
What?
Yeah.
Okay, no, I didn't. Yeah, no, I've got to see this. I haven't seen this one.
But, that's the other thing that sort of is letting down SmackDown is you can tell that the writing is not as good.
Uh-huh.
You can tell now that it is the B show. And that's the other thing that hurts SmackDown as well. Not just the fact that a lot of people can barely stomach 3 hours of Raw, but then you go onto SmackDown where the writing's not as fresh and about a quarter of the show is taken up with Raw reruns or rematches or whatever.
Okay, yeah.
You don't want to watch it. The only reason why I tuned into SmackDown for the first time in nearly 2 years was to see Undertaker versus Dean Ambrose.
Mm-hmm.
It's the first time in nearly 2 years I'd actually wanted to tune into SmackDown, and even then, it was just for that match.
Okay.
Yeah, pretty much.
But what caused you to tune in on Friday was what happened on Monday.
No, it was the news of Dean Ambrose versus The Undertaker, and I thought, holy shit, this would be epic after seeing their match on Raw.
And really, was it that epic?
It was extremely well done.
It was.
Yeah. as I said, because I had watched it multiple times, because the first time I actually streamed it to Lindsay as I was watching it, and we both noticed that Dean looked like he was a guy who sat there and watched many hours of Undertaker tapes.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell a very big difference. This looked like a guy who had studied the Undertaker, found his weaknesses, and exploited them.
Mm-hmm.
It's the perfect MO of the Shield, though.
Yeah, exactly. And that's what got me was watching the Shield and seeing one of them having to go one-on-one with the Undertaker. What would they do?
Yeah, they essentially did it absolutely perfectly, and it was textbook, and it kept up with the spirit of the creation and the direction of the group as a whole.
Now, I've heard that the match Kane had this week was also very good. Mind you, can't be fucked tuning in. It's still sitting on my DVR. I might get around to it sometime. Maybe.
There you go.
Though, to be fair, if I'm watching SmackDown, I know I'm not going to have a Kali and Fandango dance contest or a tug-of-war segment.
Oh, God.
Well, you had arm wrestling this week.
At least it's wrestling!
Yeah.
You know, the word wrestling was in it. Yeah, we have an extra hour on Monday Night Raw, and they fill it with the most inane bullshit. It was so much worth asking...
I feel like a
cliffhanger. He we're waiting for him to come back and finish that.
Anyway.
Asking what? 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 Let him tell me.
Hate my connection. Damn.
But I tell you what, Omega, your connection cuts out at the most perfect times.
It's just like, you couldn't set that up if you planned it any better. Kudos to Comcast for doing that to you.
No, fuck Comcast.
I think The Rock can empathize with you.
I think, yeah, me and Lindsay can empathize with me.
Yep. Anybody stuck with Comcast in the United States is empathizing with you right now, Omega. priceless.
Yeah. It's like, there's so many combinations as to what has hurt wrestling. And I'm quite sure we have explored them all at some point in this network.
Yeah, it's not just the brand split. It's not just the ending of the brand split. It's not just creative. It's not just too much goddamn wrestling in one night or a week. It's a combination of all of them. So, but yet we still keep watching. Do we watch because we're hoping shit gets better? Or is it just something that, you know, we grew up doing, so it's a habit or what?
Yes.
Because I stopped watching cartoons once I became an adult until stuff like Futurama and Archer came along.
You stopped watching cartoons?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about to say you stopped watching. Because I know Omega and I didn't.
Yeah, well, not yet, but, you know, it'll happen. You guys will actually spend 2 or 3 years without even thinking about watching cartoons. No, you chuckle now, but it, you know, eventually you guys will discover life outside of your house, and it'll happen.
I get okay. paid.
Well, okay, in Mace's case, you know, he'll get over his fear of people and shit.
No. It's more along these lines, Tim, and I'll tell people a little secret here. I do have borderline OCD.
Okay.
I have a very scheduled life. So I can always guarantee you I will probably not stop watching cartoons because okay, it will always be ingrained in my mind that I have to watch this.
Okay, you know what? That's cheating. That's not fair. You just totally blew everything I was doing picking on you guys. Now I got to apologize to you. I hate your guts. Throw OCD in my face. God damn you.
Yeah, he has OCD. I make money doing it, so fuck off. Yeah.
Hey, you know, I've discovered a brand new hard rock group out of Australia I love. They're called ACHD. Highway to... Oh, look, a squirrel. Go ahead. It makes a great looking t-shirt.
As the producer, I say we move on.
I couldn't my neck cut out, Ben.
Why don't we just move on to buy and sell?
I think we need a little question and answer time.
It's now time for this week's edition of Buy.
Yes! 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 Yes!
Or sell?
No! 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 No!
The Rock. Wow. The Rock starring in a dramedy.
Dramedy.
Whatever you want to call it for HBO. Tim, buy or sell?
Oh, hell. Sell.
Why?
Because The Rock in a dramatic comedy? No. Sorry.
Can't buy it.
No, if it was like an action comedy, alright. You know, because, you know, he's an action star, blah, 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 blah. Let's face it, he has the ability to make people chuckle. Too bad it's not intentionally most of the time, but what are you gonna do? But yeah, sell.
Oh my god.
Actually heard the new comedy he's in, he's actually the best part of. So I'm going to give him that much credit. Still selling. not only because it doesn't seem right for him. He's actually doing really well in Hollywood right now, and it'd be dumb to go to TV at this point.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not TV, it's HBO.
Oh, fuck off.
You're a dick.
It's their site.
Okay. I have four words for you. Fuck you and fuck you. I know it's two words, but I meant them so much, I thought I'd repeat it.
No, you said it twice, so it counts as four words. Fuck you, fuck you. How long have you had Tourette's and a stutter, by the way?
Since Comcast started fucking with
me. Mace, buy or sell.
What do you think?
Is Scott Hall, Kevin Nash, Q&A?
Sorry, you got a Shubo set.
I know, right? Buy or sell a Scott Hall and Kevin Nash Q&A nationwide tour of Mace.
Shut up, take my money. Only for the road stories alone. And to be honest, how to fuck over a company with your booking, how to bury an entire nation of Mexico, how to call somebody a jumping bean.
So basically
what not to do in the business.
So you want to collect a series of self-help books by Kevin Nash and Scott Hall.
Totally. As long as the foreword is written by Jake the Snake Roberts.
There you go. Omega, buy or sell.
You're honestly going to put Scott Hall on the road for anything at this point?
He's actually gotten a lot better lately.
He has gotten a lot better, so that's why I don't want him going on the road. I want him staying right where he is and getting completely well.
So, DDP can be a chaperone.
So Kevin Nash goes on the road and Scott Hall goes via Skype?
Yeah, this is a disaster in the making.
Just a monitor sitting on a bar stool, appropriately enough.
Uh-huh.
Surprisingly enough, that type of thing has been done. Kevin Smith did a whole heap of Q&As via Skype during a tour of the Red State movie. So the concept does work.
Yeah, but Kevin Smith is awesome.
So is Scott Hall these days.
Well, his road stories would be.
Tim, buy or sell.
Yeah, what May said. Shut up and take his money.
I don't remember buying or selling this.
Okay, Omega, buy or sell. I don't know. Your connection could have gone out. I don't know.
We didn't get your answer, though, so fuck it. We'll just assume he said something.
I'll quit whining and buy or sell it for
this. Right, legitimate. This segment's so legitimate.
I know, right? Especially the light. Anyway.
Honestly, I'd sell it because as a Q&A series, it would get, you get the same shit so many times. Mm-hmm. You know, okay, it'd be fine for the first couple, but after the first one's on YouTube, you wouldn't watch again. Mm-hmm. And you just get those same questions every single time. You get like two new ones. Take it from someone who's heard panels from the same guys a lot.
Well, you only have to buy it once.
Two-thirds of it is the exact same every single time. So, I'd buy it as like a YouTube series. Mm-hmm. I would, where they could actually control the content. But, no. Not on the road.
And Tim, you're buying it, right?
Yeah, shut up and take Mesa's money.
Oh, okay. Buy or sell.
No, that's my job.
Buy or sell El Generico as the possible fourth member of the Shield, Mace.
Only if he gets a very coolly designed black mask. Other than that, sell.
Sell. Omega.
Yeah, the Shield's doing fine and is very well balanced as it is. I really don't see why they would need a fourth.
Alright, so it's sell. Tim.
Sell. Dumb fucking idea. The Shield is Shield, and no. All of a sudden, you bring up the prospect of the specter of turning everything and everyone into members of the Shield. No. Leave it. It's the three of them. That's the faction. Fuck off. I want a refund.
And that's by ourselves.
So there. Isn't about time that we got into a great debate? Not just a great debate, but a brand new great debate. Rock.
Welcome to this week's Great Debate. Join the hosts as they debate the greatest WWE champion of all time.
When that bell rings and the match is over, you are looking at the next WWE champion, and that's the Bobby, the Stone Cold Sexton.
This belongs to me, and this you earn. With blood, with sweat, with tears, and for 428 days, I have done just that. I have earned this. I have earned the right to be called champion. I have earned the right to be the man.
Now, step into the ring with us for this week's great debate.
And we start off to crown the greatest WWE champion of all time with Bruno Sammartino versus Kurt Angle, Mace.
This is where my knowledge fails me, to be honest, because I don't remember much of Bruno's reigns, really. I have what's done on historical footage and, you know, the accomplishments of Hall of Fame. So I'm pretty much stuck with going with Kurt Angle, only due to my knowledge of the time.
All right, so Omega, your turn. What do you think?
Let's see. The first time Kurt Angle won the WWF Championship, he was not ready for it. First won it, it took forever for anyone to be able to get it off of him. Yeah. The guy was a top Hall of Fame inductee for a reason. So, it's Bruno.
There you go. It's my turn to choose, believe it or not. And, yeah, you know, whether you saw Bruno Sammartino or not, you've heard the stories, you've got wind of the legend, you've seen clips, you've all of that fun stuff. You shouldn't need to worry about whether or not you were around during that time, or if you knew anything about it during that time or anything like that. Not to shoot at you, Mace, but I just did. You know, Again, top WWF Hall of Famer, you know, WWE Hall of Famer, Worldwide Wrestling Federation and World Wrestling Federation champion. He had the longest reigns ever. You know, he held the title longer than anybody else on the entire planet. Yeah, sure, I know, but still, to have that much confidence in a guy to be able to do something like that and get away with it, it's Bruno Sammartino.
So who picked who?
Thanks, Mace.
So who picked who as the court came out?
So Bruno Sammartino moves on.
Okay. Bret Hart versus Ultimate Warrior. Omega.
Ah, you just broke Omega.
Sorry, I just got a Papa John's pizza in. This isn't really a question. It's Bret Hart.
Why?
He had the belt. That was it. You just couldn't do anything with him. It's too one-dimensional.
Okay. So one vote for Bret Hart. Mr. Warrior, Mace?
So why are you calling me Warrior? I know nothing about the guy.
really, nothing.
Do you like Papa John's pizza?
I've never had it.
Get it delivered. Comes to your door. Oh, comes to a guy with tassels on his arms.
Yeah, I'm going to order pizza from the USA to Australia. Good going, Tim.
Who knows? Parts unknown might be 5 minutes from you.
Yeah, don't forget, Ultimate Warrior originally was called Dingo Warrior. Where the fuck on the planet do you find a dingo?
Not around here, I can tell you that.
Closer to you than me.
True.
There you
still,
go. Thank you.
Not in my area. Native to the Northern Territory. That's at least 12 plus hours drive from here. Yeah, I'm going with Bret on this one. Mm-hmm. Warrior, like Omega said, too one-dimensional. Didn't really do anything with the belt. He held the belt. He took it off Hogan in one of the, oh my god, homoerotic moments we've ever seen on the pay-per-view. Don't believe us. Go watch the riff.
WildTalkRadio.com/WrestleMania.
Thank you, Rock. pretty much, yeah, Bret, at least you could do something with him.
Mm-hmm.
And let's face it, the way that he, his ultimate losing of the belt for the final time is one of the more well-known moments in wrestling history, even overshadowing the Warriors' first title win.
Okay. Tim.
Well, you know, if I were to do the musical comparison, Ultimate Warrior is Rockwell, Bret Hart's the Beatles. One-hit wonder compared to the greatest rock and roll band of all time.
And he just admitted that Bret's the greatest wrestler of all time.
I wonder how this vote will go down over the weeks.
I made something called an analogy, and just for that, you prick, I'm going to pick Ultimate Warrior.
Oh, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, no, it's Bret Hart.
All right, so Bruno and Bret move on. Next week on The Great Debate, Yokozuna.
No way, really?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yokozuna versus The Undertaker.
Yokotaker.
JBL versus The Rock.
Oh, God.
That's next week on The Great Debate.
Damn.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's that time of the night. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Time now for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Wow.
That's right. It's that part of the show where our panel has 60 seconds to answer sometimes outrageous and ridiculous questions posed to them.
Wow, fine.
Step up to the plate and get ready for some Wrestle Talk Radio quick hits.
Hey, Spook, the show starts at 8 o'clock Mountain. You were late again.
Yeah, he got here like 10 minutes ago. Like, what?
Yeah, he keeps forgetting. He tells me at every event. He says, oh, I keep forgetting your show's on at 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock out on pay-per-view nights. You know, I look at my, it's quarter to, shit, I'm late. So, you know, write it down, Spook. Seriously, you've got calendar hanging up in the kitchen. Just write Sunday night, 8 p.m., WTR. He's going to be mad at me now.
So, Tim, let's start with you then.
No!
Yes.
Shit.
How do you repair duct tape?
How do you repair duct tape?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you use duct tape. Duh!
That's the only way you repair duct tape.
That's the only way to repair anything is with duct tape.
Okay, then.
If you break your duct tape, go get some duct tape, and you can fix it.
Okay. Mace, what is the one wrestler you do not want to see in the next WWE video game?
What is the one wrestler I would not want to see in the next WWE wrestling game?
Because you got to keep in mind here, the ones you also want to beat up.
Now he's just making the question.
Are you trying to break Mace? I think you're trying to break Mace.
I'm just trying to get him not to pick The Rock.
Mm-hmm. Well, he can't, because The Rock's on the cover, so, you know, he's already got me in the game.
Yeah, unfortunately, there's not much I can do about that.
But then you get to beat him up, so it's okay.
Shit.
Think legend. What legend don't you want to see repeated in a game again?
That's the thing. I don't mind the legends being in the game. But at the same time, like most of the current roster that would end up in the game, I don't mind being in the game. It's one of those real bad things. Like, if you wanted to change the question around, it's like, who would I want to see that they wouldn't put as a playable character? I'd say Brad Maddox, just so I could beat the shit out of him. But...
Do I detect frustration with Brad Maddox?
Just a tad bit. Tell.
Actually, alright. One person I wouldn't like to see in this, only because, well, I don't think he's earned it, at least this time around. Rey Mysterio. At least most of the current roster, or at least the guys who would be put into the game, they at least appear on television more than once in a year. And yes, that means The Undertaker now has a valid reason for going in. Rey Mysterio, his time's done, so let's not have him on in our video game. Pure and simple. Even Sin Cara has more of a right to be in a WWE game now than Rey Mysterio does.
Okay, there you go.
Who's Rey Mysterio?
Some guy.
He's that short Mexican guy who keeps blowing out his knees.
Don't know.
He's the guy on the roster who's worked less than The Undertaker this year.
Okay, now I get it.
Omega. Why does looking at animals covered in oil make people sad, but looking at animals covered in oil and deep fried make people hungry?
Depends on the oil you're using there. Because I wouldn't be hungry if, you know, if my chicken was being fried in 30 weight.
Seriously, why, you know, we see people, animals in oil, and we're sad, but when they're deep fried in oil, we're hungry.
Because the animals who are normally in crude oil are cute. It wouldn't make me sad to see a cow with, like, you dump, like, crude oil on a cow, I'm gonna laugh at it.
Yeah, it would be kind of funny looking.
Oh, there you go. Tim. If you were brutally ass-raped by a unicorn...
What?
Would it be any kind of consolation that they are actually fictional?
If they were fictional, it really... that it didn't actually happen and it was some kind of thick, twisted, perverted dream that Rock had and probably got them all off. So quit thinking about me in your dreams. Fucking queer.
This came from Twitter, just saying.
who tweeted it?
It's from a Twitter called Unusual Questions.
Okay. Well, the fact that it's like they're mythical creatures, the consequence being that it didn't really happen. So fuck off. And really, seriously, don't ever ask me shit like that again.
Oh, don't wait till next week. Mace.
So, Rock, who's the homosexual? You were the guy whose dick you suck.
Mace, how confusing would it be if Miss Pac-Man didn't like hair bows?
In terms of gameplay, it wouldn't change a thing. In terms of feminist propaganda, they'd have a field day. They're going ballistic over the fact that, oh my god, they turned Miss Pac-Man into a guy. It's a male-centric video game, evil, evil, but fiery, burny, death, feminist, Nazi thing. But to be honest, to the average game player, they wouldn't give a shit. It's like, yay, Pac-Man.
Now, Omega, this one came from Evil Apples to Apples Night.
Fuck.
If you could name your sexual organ after any president, who would it be and why?
After a president?
Mm-hmm. What happened for me? Eagles, apples to apples night.
See, and I have to answer, or next week I'll have to answer a question about unicorns.
That don't really exist.
So it never really happened? So basically all it was Rock's sick, twisted, you know, perverted sexual fantasies.
Mm. Or just really sick humor. That's funny.
Yeah, it wasn't even funny.
Was.
Actually, no, it wasn't.
Well, to me, it was. So,
yeah, read the chat room, Omega. There's the answer.
Omega's not in the chat room.
That's too bad. You should be in the chat room, Omega, because the answer is right there.
Omega's going through a list of presidents right now.
Yeah.
You know what? Just say, fuck you, I'm a bear.
Well, there's thoughts on, okay, what's funnier here? You know, is it the Clinton because it sees a lot of use, or is it the Bush Jr. because it does a lot of stupid shit?
I worry about humanity some days.
And Spook apparently has the obvious answer, Tim.
Yeah, why is that the obvious answer?
I don't know.
Spook, you can put it in the chat room. Omega can't see it, so we won't say nothing.
Hmm.
Oh, Hank Gibbons.
Oh, God.
No, it's gonna.
He's really giving it a slot.
I know. There's actually a challenge here. Now, I'm gonna call it the Washington because it can't tell lies. It's way too honest at times when to be honest.
Wasn't that Lincoln?
Honest Abe.
It's Honest Abe, but Washington was, I cannot tell why.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Spook said the obvious answer is Warren G. Harding.
Sure. What didn't I think of that?
There you go. And Kane Kitten says it's Lincoln because he's always going around liberating things. Plus,
I did suggest Washington only because it can chop down a cherry tree.
Oh, and it does have wooden teeth, too. I forgot to mention that.
You know what? That's a lie. George Washington did not have wooden teeth. He had false teeth, but he also had slaves, and he would choose slaves who had good-looking teeth to have their teeth knocked out and had false teeth made from their slaves' teeth. Washington wooden teeth. What another American myth. Oh, my God. Anyway, we're done. Everybody, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget, tomorrow night, after Raw, it's a post-Raw show, or the Raw post-show, depending on however you want to look at it, where they basically talk about Raw. And what the hell just happened?
Yeah, 3 hours of Raw condensed into 45 minutes. Join me and Lindsay, 11:30 p.m. Eastern.
Yeah, and then Tuesday night, Kayfabe Wrestling Radio. And Alan, I'm not pimping Kayfabe Wrestling Radio with your special guests Larry Dallas and possibly Trina Michaels of the scene. Plus, John Philip Havage, co-director, producer of Barbed Wire City. Tuesday night, 8 o'clock Eastern.
You got that plug almost correct.
Almost correct.
You screwed up the time.
9 o'clock Eastern.
There
you go. Yep. Because I got screwed up by Cheap Heat Radio, which is 8:30 Eastern Wednesday night, where they're desperately begging independent wrestling people to call them so they can interview them.
Most likely no Cheap Heat Radio this week.
Okay, there you go. They're taking a sabbatical. Thursday night, of course, it's the award-winning show, The Rack, with your host, Lindsay Ward.
Yes, go back and listen to our interview with Brian Shields. A lot of people have, so go check it out at wildtalkradio.com, rockradioshow.com. This week on the show, we will be talking about Impact Wrestling and any other topic we possibly can think of. It's
sure.
Thursdays, 11 p.m. Eastern.
Just make everybody totally destroy our bandwidth for the month and the first week. Thanks, Rock.
It's Lindsay's fault.
There you go. Yeah, sure. Quit being so goddamn popular. You know what? If people tune in, just hope that you know, they get to see a picture of her boobs. It's the only reason they listen to her.
No.
It will never happen, you perverts. Anyway, Friday night, Mace plays video games. Or if he doesn't, we play Cards Against Humanity.
To be decided. It depends on what everybody's schedule is. We might do another night of Evil Apples to Apples or Cards Against Humanity, whatever you like to call it. Or I might actually play a video game.
Yeah, stay fucking.
We do not know. We'll work it out later in the week.
There you go, bitches. Saturday night, midnight, it's as close as they can get to it. Of course, last night, they were not close at all. It's another episode of CB Radio. And I'm blaming, what's his name this time?
What's his
Subway.
Name? Subway. He was actually early. We actually started at like 12:30. So that was early for the last couple of weeks. So.
Well, yeah, I had my phone plugged into the auxiliary outlet on my radio because I was out driving around last night, and I'm like, okay, I'm tired of this bullshit music. Get the goddamn show started. I'm almost home.
Well, you know, CB Radio Midnight is weird, wacky, unusual. CB Radio, check it out.
Yes, you are weird, wacky, and unusual. Of course, next Sunday night, another edition of WTR's Night Wrestle Talk Radio right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thank you very much, thank you. Everybody, I've got
Now Westworld's going to pick at you.
Mm-hmm.
What? Westworld's going to pick a what?
Pick at you.
Oh, well, yeah, fine. Go ahead. Come to Canada. See how that works for you. That being said, big favor, all of you guys tuned in, listening and stuff like that. We've got Google ads on the website. We need you to click them. We need you to click them a lot. We can't post anywhere on the website that you are supposed to click them. When you click them, you're actually generating money. The money that you generate will wind up helping pay for all of the costs that are starting to become overwhelming. And I'll tell you right now, we are $14 away from having Google's AdSense pay us enough money to run the server for almost 2 months. So click the shit out of it for us, please, and do it on a regular basis. Thank you. That being said, good night.
Aren't you going to tell people how to buy tickets to, you know, your next show?
Oh, yeah, you know, Canadian All Pro Wrestling's got this little thing going on called No Escape. It's going to happen May 18th. Kamikaze returns to challenge Hotshot. Oh, he's not the Hotshot anymore. He's Dungeon Master Johnny Devine. For the Commonwealth Championship. And, of course, we got a whole bunch of stuff that you're going to see a women's match that Alberta has never seen the like of ever. And it's going to be absolutely incredible. We also have the return of a dungeon prodigy to the wrestling scene in Calgary. That's right. A prodigy from Stu Hart's dungeon. Whole bunch of stuff going on May 18th. Tickets, 587-894-7369. The main event, Johnny Devine versus Kamikaze. Go to CanadianAllPro.com whether you're going to be able to go to the show or not, because we have a poll up. You get to choose the match that these two have. Lumberjack, Last Man Standing, Iron Man match. Is that it, or do we have another one?
There's four of them. I didn't catch all four you said.
I forget what the fourth is right up top of my head.
Submission?
Submission match. Okay. So choose for the match that you want to see in the main event or hear about or yada, 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 whatever. So, yeah, we're getting caught active. Thanks, King Kittens. We're good, everybody. Have a good night.
Hold on. Make something. Make a point.
Do a quick write in vote for Lego Tables match.
Yeah, what are they going to write? Anyway, there it is, everybody. We're good. We're good to go. Don't worry. I yelled at the guy who said he was going to bring Legos and never did. He feels bad now.
He should.
He did.
All right, now give us a proper goodbye.
All right. I'm going to try to, as soon as we go off the air, everybody listening, I'm going to talk to all three of these guys here with me and see if I can convince them to play Evil Apples to Apples tonight as the post-show thing. Stay tuned. Have yourselves
a
great
day. Oh, no. Oh,
bye
dear.
That's kind of like a yes provisionally. So stick around. Don't go anywhere. Buy the shirt, get the ball cap, only $20. WildTalkRadio.com.